I was born bold.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Morning, everyone. Welcome. Monday, the 17th of February. After a very big weekend of sport, it's nice to be in the studio and talking to you and with you from a cafe, our official coffee partner. Today, Western Bulldog veteran Matty Suckling's going to join us. We've got the NBL MVP Bryce Cotton to join us. David Van Dyke, after one of the great horse races of all time on the weekend, Alligator Blood, stirring win. He's going to join us to have a chat about that. And as always, particularly on Monday, this show is your show. 1-300-736-736. Join us at any time. 0433-98-1116 is the Speckle text number. Lots to talk about after a massive weekend of sport. And it's good morning to my old mate, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Are you going to go with...
Whispers, I should say. Tim Watson. Some people might be listening for the first time. Who the hell's Whispers?
Are you going to go with Fine or are you going to go with Howard for Bryce?
Whew, good question. One I hadn't really thought of just yet, but that's his second Andrew Gaze trophy. So well done to him. And Melbourne United are through to the finals. Perth will play Cairns and Melbourne United play Sydney.
He's a very talented player, a very, very talented player. And some good basketball news over the weekend too. I don't know how much you know about the young bloke. I don't know much either. But Ben Simmons says Matisse Thybulle can play for Australia, will play for Australia in the Olympics this year. He's one of his teammates at the 76ers, spent a bit of time in Australia. But we need to find out a little bit more about this young man.
Age 2 to 9, he was here.
Mm.
The big fiery concert last night, that got a lot of people talking as well. Did you watch that? Did you sit down and watch that?
No, I didn't. Tell me about it. You love your music. Tell me about it.
I didn't see much of it, to be perfectly honest. I'm just looking at some of the messages coming through. How good was the Firefighters concert yesterday? I tell you who's a superstar, Whisper, I think.
Who's that?
And you know that music is way, way, way down. Delta Goodrum's a superstar.
I need a bit more convincing. Why do you think that?
0433-98-1116. Is Delta Goodrum a superstar? I don't know.
I'm not going to give you any support on this.
She's the only one that I really saw in this thing, but she went out there and...
Well, she rocked it, did she?
I think she did.
What did she do? Was she playing the piano?
She sang We Are Australia just to kick things off with the Australian flag around her shoulders.
Well, that'll get everybody on your side.
Then she went back to the piano. Anyway, I think she's a superstar.
Oh, okay.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan of Delta Good. That's un-Australian.
No, it's
that
not.
That is unbelievable that you're not a fan of Delta Goodrum.
No, I'm not.
Why?
No.
What's she done that...
She's with the Swift girl as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, turn it up. She's Aussie Delta.
Aussie. Well, she might be that, but I'm not a fan of her music.
What is it that upsets you about her? Particularly,
no, nothing.
You're just a local girl made good. And what is it? What is it? Got up your big hooter there.
Nothing. I don't want to go into that.
We keep an eye on Adam Scott? You bet your socks we can. The Genesis Open, the PGA Tour, they've just kicked off again. We've got two televisions going. I've got the leaderboard right here in front of us. So Rory McIlroy, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott, they are all in a tie for first place at 10 under par. Whispers.
This is the Tiger Woods Invitational.
This is the Genesis Open.
Is this the Tiger Woods one?
I don't think so.
I thought that was at Riviera.
And the Genesis Open, PGA, it is at Riviera. That is exactly where it is, but it's got no reference to Tiger Woods at all.
Right, okay. I heard, I was listening to some conversation about him over the weekend, Tiger Woods. I thought this was his invitational. I thought he got...
No,
this is not it. That's another tournament,
drop
is it?
Drop that. Yep, that's another tournament.
Okay, because all the big-name players were there. I think there was something like 10 out of the top 11 golfers.
Adam Scott's 11 under. He's birdied the first hole.
Yeah, I know, but maybe the Tiger Woods tournament is where all the biggest names went. I don't know.
No, Rory McIlroy, Matt Kuchar, Adam Scott. Drop that one, Wes.
I don't know what I'm thinking about.
I don't know what you're thinking of either.
Well, I'm thinking about another tournament that is taking place maybe next weekend. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, you mentioned music. I'm glad you did this morning because we're going to do that after the quiz this morning. Is the quiz back, by the way? Or have you...
The quiz is back. My word it is.
Right, okay. After the quiz, we're going to do our recommendations again. My recommendation is a is a about music. Got a
10
strong
to 7 recommendation.
Got a strong music connection to my podcast recommendation.
I've got a food recommendation.
Really? Mm. Did you listen to a food podcast over the weekend?
No. I just ate some.
You cooked something.
I'm eating alternatively, as you know, for a couple of weeks, so mm-hmm. I had to try something different, and it was damn good.
What was it?
I'm not telling you till we do recommendations.
So how is your detox going?
No,
because
it's a nightmare.
It's not. I don't think it's a great time, is it, the second week of a detox?
No, well, it's much easier than the first, but it makes for a pretty boring weekend. That's what I think anyway.
What do you like? What have you had to cut out of your diet?
Caffeine, alcohol, dairy, wheat. It's just about anything that tastes any good.
What did you eat then?
Not much. It's a bloody nightmare.
Did you get a lot of rain down to your place?
Oh, I take it back. I've been given a bum steer. Tiger Woods hosts the event at the Genesis at the Riviera Golf Course. So you're right.
No, that's okay. Did you get a lot of rain at the weekend?
15 mil.
Yeah, that's not bad. 20-something I think we got.
Did I do this on Friday when you told me the worst thing is a rain bragger? And that's all you've been doing for the last
We have had these beautiful easterly rains that have come in over Gippsland and in particular over Glenmaggie. So we had another beautiful drop of 20 something over Saturday night. We left there yesterday and it was still, it's this light, misty rain that had just sort of moved in and just sort of sat over the top of us, which was still going yesterday. So goodness knows how much rain we ended up with, but the ground is loving it. There's just stuff that's popping out of the ground that I have never seen before.
It is absolutely fantastic, and I got a little bit as well, so hopefully everyone got their horse race between Alligator Blood and Catalyst. For me, sporting highlight of the year to date.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
And we're just,
you know, and it could have been a race of three had Richo's tip. He came up on the rails, couldn't get a run, had to correct itself. And then couldn't get out again.
Hang on, listen to
what?
Listen to Bill Collins give us his review of the race. What happened to it? The horse, Chainier,
couldn't get a run on the rails. Came up.
Is Damien Oliver riding that?
Yeah.
So you're saying Damien Oliver slaughtered Chainier?
No, I'm not saying the slaughter. I'm saying that he poked the horse in a position that was justifiable, but there was no movement on Alligator Blood in front, so it couldn't get a run. Then had to check itself. Come back around the outside of the pair of horses and then got going again right at the end.
He wasn't contending yesterday. He may in another run or two's time.
Keep an eye on it, Gary.
No, we'll
just
keep an eye on it. But
Chenier.
what about the alligator?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
He got headed three or four times.
Yep.
Just watch the race. I went back and watched it.
That's a horse with ticker.
He just extends his head wisp.
Mm.
Anyway, it's two dummies talking about horse racing. But if you didn't see that race, it was absolutely sensational.
Shades of our Waverley Star and Bone Crusher. That's what it was, Gary.
Nice wisp. Nice. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
100 out. Bone Crusher, our Waverley Star. Stride for stride. Nothing in it. Our Waverley Star, the rails. Bone Crusher, the outside. And Bone Crusher races into equine immortality.
Okay. Added the call. Have we got the call of the weekend? Alligator Blood and Catalyst?
Yeah, we have.
Let's line that up against that.
Alligator Blood at the 100. Catalyst digs in. They're stride for stride. Alligator Blood and Catalyst. Alligator Blood just in front and just won. Alligator Blood has beaten Catalyst. Bring on the guineas.
Bring on the guineas.
Nice. Hasn't raced into equine immortality.
Not yet it hasn't, but Bring on the Guineas was a very nice line because then straight away you just thought, God, I can't wait to see these two horses run again.
How'd you go overall with Richo's tips?
No, down for me. Bad day on the weekend.
Mm. You? Okay, got it.
You reckon you're back this 40 to 1 winner.
I pulled out a different. I look at Richo's tips.
I tell you what you do.
And I watch him in the mounting yard and parading, and then sometimes I just change my tips. And I did
me,
so successfully at the weekend.
You tell me what you've backed after the race. That's what you do. You never tell me beforehand.
I know you don't care about the run at Glenmaggie, but I do.
Hey,
we've moved on. We are talking about other things now.
What we'll do through the course of the morning is also we'll certainly give you time to get on the line on our open line. A lot of intra-club matches on the weekend, Wisp. I'll be really interested for people that went out and saw their teams play and give us your thoughts on how they went. I know anyone from Hawthorn that went out and watched Tommy Mitchell run around Friday night. What about Ben Waterworth, a man that made your top 25?
Yes.
Very good reporter.
Yeah.
Was up there watching the Gold Coast Suns play an inter-club. Matthew Rowe showed more class and cleanliness than any other player at Metricon Stadium.
On the ground.
On the ground.
There's a kid playing in his first real hit out for the Gold Coast Suns.
Exactly.
Noah Anderson, he poked his head in there for a while as well.
He did indeed. So if you might want to send through a little speckle texter if you saw some intra-club footy played. And what about... Wispy. What Stacey Livingston?
Mm.
She's done more for AFLW promotion in an interview than probably for 4 years. She spoke about Taylor House, and we're going to talk about this out of 7 o'clock. So save your bullets, if you've got bullets, or save your thoughts. I shouldn't say bullets. The comments that she made in a post-game interview about Taylor Harris, if you get the ball to the ground, if you can do that, she's useless. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
And then Daniel Harford, responded.
He said it's borderline garbage.
What?
Actually, I thought Daniel Harford handled it very, very well in the post, for having that sort of surprise him with that at the post-game press conference. He held that very, very well.
And the Collingwood banner before they ran out at the weekend, read, start of strong, then a big half, pop Carlton's bubble like Andy Marr's calf. They're fighting words before you get out on the ground there too.
McElroy, Scott and Varner now all lead at 11 under the card in the Genesis Open, which is hosted by Tiger Woods.
Thank you.
Nicely done. What else did you do on the weekend?
What else have I got here that I thought that we should talk about this morning? I tell you what, you were right. You were right on the money last week when Mondo Duplantis broke the world pole vault record, right? And you said, gee, that's got signs of Sergio Buchka many years ago, who used to break it by a millimetre.
Yep, a centimetre at a time.
No, I think it might have even been a millimetre at a time.
Was it?
Because he had a clause in his contract whereby any time he broke the world record, he would get a little payday.
Exactly. So no good breaking it by 15 centimetres and never doing it again.
Our man Mondo did it at the weekend.
Magnificent.
So he's broken the pole vault record again, the world record again.
I want to talk about Alex Rance's situation. He's off to Nepal.
Mm.
So we'll talk about that throughout the course of the morning.
I tell you what, this is what I'd do if I was...
Israel Folau's debut.
Yeah, well, he got a rousing reception from the local fans over there, well, most of them anyway.
Mm.
This is what I'd do. If you were Alex Rance, right, and you were a Richmond fan, like a real Richmond fan, you love your Tigers, and there are things about Richmond that you would love somebody to answer for you, why wouldn't you just book yourself on that trek to Nepal? You got him for about 2 or 3 weeks, Alex.
He can't get away from you.
Just make his ears bleed for 2 or 3 weeks.
Just sit on his shoulder and say, what about that? What about halfway through the third quarter of the round 15 game against the Western Bulldogs?
How about we raise some money for Trout out there in Woodhead, who's just sent a text in?
Yeah.
And we send Trout, who's the leader of the Richmond Cheers squad, we send him on the trek to Nepal.
That might be the end of the trek. If Trout's going to go with Alex Rance. Oh, wish me very, very funny. Get our Rockstar car park 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport. It's a short and sweet parking zone. And Keezer, I'm there on Wednesday. Struggling with back pain. Time to try Keezer. Great to have you with us this morning on Monday, the 17th of February, after a big weekend of sport, and there's plenty of live sport going on at the moment. Adam Scott still tied with Rory McIlroy through four holes at 11 under in the Genesis Invitational, which is good news. We've got a full program from a cafe, our official coffee partner. Matty Suckling's going to join us. The NBL MVP Bryce Cotton's going to join us. We'll speak to David Van Dyke after Alligators Blood's amazing victory over Catalyst in the CSA Stakes at Flemington on the weekend. But it's time for the conversation starter, Wisp. I've been waiting to talk to you about this because it was unusual. And what we do is we go by reaction and what people are talking about, because we want to talk about what everyone else is talking about. Apparently on social media last night, the situation with Collingwood defender Stacey Livingston and the comments she made post-game after the Magpies had a great win over Carlton, they went... won by 15 points at Icon Park yesterday, but she did a very good job on Taylor Harris, who's a high-profile key forward for the Carlton Football Club. So the interviewer came up to her, the Channel 7 interviewer, and asked her about the game, and said she was asked about her performance on Taylor Harris. And this was the response. Let's see if we can have a listen to it now.
You just got to stop her in the air. That's her game. And if you can do that, she's useless.
Now, for most people, they sat there and went, did I just hear that?
Hang on.
Because we're so used to and we're so accustomed and we're so conditioned to those post-game interviews. You know, Gary, you played on Tim, you gave him a hiding. What do you think? Oh, Tim's a great, he's one of the all-time greats, and I just had a lucky day today. I got lucky and things went my way. Instead, Stacey's come out and said, get the ball to ground, and she's goddamn useless. Now,
can we just play that again? Have another listen to this.
You just got to stop her in the air. That's her game. And if you can do that, she's useless.
Jump on the line, 1300 736 736. Is that what you want to hear? Is that good for the game? Is that good for AFLW? Is it good? Should we hear more of it? Or is that taken away or detracted in some way or form? The thing I liked about it was that she then didn't back away in the press conference. She went and had another go. This is a quote here. So that was post-game on the ground. Then she went to the press conference with her coach. She said she's pretty good. It was a bit of smack talk. You've just got to stop her run to the ball, and if you can stop her aerially, she doesn't do all that much.
There you go.
Another go.
Well, she's just doubled down on it. It's just brutal. Brutal honesty. That's what it is.
I want your reaction.
I tell you what. This is what.
0499 1116 1300 736 736.
She's just taken. I don't even. Who coaches Collingwood? Have you got the coach of Collingwood there? Anyway, whoever the coach is, right? They've put up on the board. They've gone through every player. And Stacey has looked at her opponent, Taylor, and said, okay, Stacey, when you play on Taylor, this is what she's good at. She's got great aerial strength.
Yep.
If you knock the ball to the ground, though, she's useless. She's out of the play once the ball hits the ground. So that's what's in her mind. So at the conclusion of the game, she says, okay, well, I've done my job.
Yep.
That's what the coach said.
Yep.
The coach spelled it out for me. It was completely and utterly correct. I just went about my job. Knocked the ball away from her, and it's right. The ball hit the ground. She's useless.
So before I take calls and get comments on it, I want to pay tribute to Daniel Harford. I thought he was fantastic. So he's in his press conference with whoever goes in sits next to him, and they said and replayed it to him, and he got this for the first time. He's hearing that. I thought he handled it really well. He said, that's someone who's feeling really good about themselves after the game, and she's entitled to feel really happy about the way she played and the way her team played. Anyone that watched as Taylor would play would know that that's not the case. So, actually, rather than listen to me, you have a listen to Harf.
Anyone who's watched Taylor play would know that that's not the case. That's borderline garbage.
You know what? I don't think this will happen, right? I don't think Stacey will come out later this week and issue an apology, right? But I could almost guarantee you, if this was the AFL and somebody said that about an opponent post-game, there'd be this PR sort of exercise that would be conducted post-game where they'd say... I'm backing away.
Look, why?
I'm sorry. But because the coach or the staff of the club would say, look, you know, you've just created too much rivalry. You've given them some ammunition for the next time we play against them.
Do you reckon Nicole Livingston, no relation, I don't think, would be thinking?
I think she'd be thinking this is great. If we can have people talking about our sport for whatever reason it might be, and I don't think there's anything destructive about this in any way.
Our conversation starter for Keys Open Season on air with match-winning deals. The prize here for the best caller, a copy of the 2020 AFL Record Season Guide. Stephanie's joined us from Berwick. G'day, Stephanie.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Look, I really want to talk about the social media aspect of this conversation because I like to think I'm part of the SEM family. I listen every day.
Yep.
And I think I just want to employ all of the listeners out there that are listening. Please stop with the horrible comments on every post about AFLW. This is a perfect example of, like, yesterday I'm scrolling through. I have friends who play AFLW. I am so passionate and I'm so upset because I think, like, it's a great thing for women's sport, but moreover, like, there are young kids. I went to the Melbourne Bulldogs game on Friday night. There are little girls almost in tears meeting Daisy Pearce. Mm. That is what this is about. It's about the future of women in sport. It's not necessarily about the quality of football now. So if you don't like AFLW, you don't have to watch it. You also don't have to comment that Nicole Livingston, should get a statue. Like, that's the comments I'm reading. This is not... It is just so much more than what's happening right now. It's about the future of women's footy.
Timely reminder, Steph. Unfortunately, we can't control. I have another thought on social media, which, you know, I'm not on. No one should be anonymous on social media. That's my thoughts on social media. This would be a way to fix some of the issues that Stephanie's talking about.
Yep.
You can use your pseudonym, right? You can tweet under Wispy so you're not recognised. But if you get into an area that is litigious, slanderous, sexist, whatever it is, then you must be able to be held to account. Hmm. No anonymous. So then we can tell your employer, your future employer or someone, okay, do you want to employ this bloke? These are some of the things he's been saying about AFLW. Not that he doesn't.
You shouldn't
like
be able to hide like a coward out there.
Exactly right.
But anyway. Taylor, there's some unbelievable comments coming through on the speckle. Taylor would love to get her in there. You know, Taylor Harris, she wasn't afraid to come out and make some big statements before this season started either, remember?
Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor.
What'd she say?
Well, about, look out, I'm going to clean you up like it's not safe for you out there, whatever it might have been. But, she talked the talk, so I'm sure she would be thinking right now that this is just a little bit of bite.
What about the messages coming through? That's exactly what we need in footy. How good is the return matchup going to be? Imagine a hooker ripping into Buddy after a game and the media hype leading up to a rematch. Go harder, says Scott in Geelong. It's mainly positive, I have to say, the judging on the messages coming through. Stefan's on the line from Glenburn. G'day, Stefan.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Go the Bombers. Come from like the point of view that like I can't get a read on it. One day, you know, we're all against bullying and putting people down, and then the next day we're trying to say, yeah, it's fine. Like kids out there are supporting this game, and you know they're hearing stuff like, oh, that's useless, you know, and that will be going around today at school and stuff. Taylor Harris is a boxer, so I'd like to see her get in the ring with Livingston and maybe they can go a couple of rounds.
Yeah, I don't think she's picking a fight with her. I don't think that's what she's saying. And we know that Taylor Harris is a fantastic boxer. And I would just say on this, Wisp, I always could get it back to respect your opposition.
Mm.
That's where I would get it under. So I like the fact that she was really honest. I don't know whether I like the term useless, if I was perfectly honest.
But that comes back to you, doesn't it?
You know, that's just me.
No, not you. That comes, if you say that,
yeah,
like she has said that comes back to Stacey.
Yes.
Right? So Stacey has now put a target on her own back because of what she said, potentially, when she goes up to play the next time round or she plays next week or she plays Carlton again. She's put a target on her own back. Do you think Taylor's not going to be keen to be matched up with Stacey the next time they play?
No, I'm sure.
And everybody's going to be looking to see whether or not she can stop her from marking the ball and who's useless now. I mean, you create that narrative by what she did yesterday.
Wow, you want to threaten people's employment. Talk about victimisation. People are entitled to an opinion. 1,000% you are, but you also need to be held to account for your opinion. So you can have an opinion all you like on whether it be on race, religion, creed. You have your opinion, but be accountable for your opinion. Don't hide like a coward. Ron's on the road. G'day, Ron.
Hey, g'day, gentlemen. I'm a Carlton supporter, so I'll put that out front first. But I remember the days of McClure and Pickin, and this girl has just started that off. I think it's fantastic. And Taylor Harris, she had you. Now it's Taylor Harris's turn to get her back.
Fair enough, Ronnie. You loved it?
Love it. Just stop all the touchy-feely stuff. It's excellent.
Good on you. Thanks for your call. Can't believe this is an issue, boys. It's a show. It's entertainment. Well, it is an issue because it's different. This is why it's an issue. It's because we don't hear it often. In America you do. American sport you do. You get the trash talk over there in the States.
Yeah.
Now, they're much
they do
more,
it all the time.
They're much more inclined to get personal and get to the very pointy end. Imagine if you come out and said, can't wait to play on him because we know he's soft. We know he doesn't go for the hard footy. We know he's much more of an outsider than an inside player. That's the sort of stuff you get over in the States.
Dave's in Tasmania. Good morning, David.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Dave.
We just went to the Launceston game on the weekend. It was bloody awesome. It was free entry. We wandered in, got the best seats in the house on the wing. And I just thought the facilities, the game was magnificent. The skill level was really good from probably 80% of the girls. Obviously there's some 20% of developing. I just think if any team that can develop their plan a bit more around catering for all the skill level will probably do really well. Just seeing the game plan from both teams is really advanced and some of the girls struggle to keep up with it. Just really enjoyed the game and we'll be going back again, I think.
Good on you, Dave. Good on you. There's plenty of those people out there that share your thoughts. So that's a new frontier down there for the the girls going down to Tassie, although I know they've played before, but I think it was 3,000, was there?
Around that, yeah, around 3,000.
And this is the question we're asking, and we've got it up on our Twitter page, and you can vote on this. Were Stacey Livingston's comments directed at Taylor refreshingly honest or out of line? That's a simple question.
Refreshingly honest or out of line?
So what would your advice – I'm interested for your advice when you sat down with Stacey as a coach.
Well, I think it's all about whether or not – I'm with you about whether or not you demean somebody, whether or not that's what you want to be. As an athlete, as a participant in a sport, is that what you want to do? Do you want to demean people publicly like
that? Do you think she demeaned Taylor Harris?
Well, I think you could interpret it as that. Yeah, as being useless. I mean, that's a fairly demeaning thing to say about somebody. Do you want to be known as that type of person or that type of player or not?
You might. Hey, and that might be. We don't know Stacey Livingston. I obviously don't know, but that just may be how she is. She may be brutally honest and just, you know, cut through all the BS and get straight to it. Last call before we take a break. Andrew's there. G'day, Andrew.
Good morning, fellas. Look, I'm going to have to go with Tim. It is in a work site on a job, and she has basically demeaned someone else. We do not want abuse on the field or in a game like that. There's too much of that going around at the moment, and... And I think the AFL needs to step in and just have a talk to her and just say don't do it again.
All right, Andrew, that's your opinion. I'm not sure whether
the coach might.
It's an AFL issue.
I don't think the governing body will step in. And you know what? If you took a microphone out there on the ground, be it men's or women's football, I think you'd hear a lot worse than that. It's just the fact, and I think we expect that a lot more like that gets said out there on the ground, but you don't necessarily hear it post-game or pre-game, somebody's saying what she did at the weekend. I mean, it's jarring.
The Genesis Invitational is being played at the moment. Adam Scott was in a tie for the lead. He's now one shot off the pace. Harold Varner the third and Matt Kuchar are the leading at 10 under. And Dustin Johnson, Russell Stanley and Adam Scott are second in 9 under. A reminder about our caller of the year. Thanks for those that have called in this morning. You could win a brand new Kluger Toyota GX two-wheel drive. The Toyota Kluger range now at $1,000 free genuine accessories.
I want to ask you this question. What do you want to see from your team during this pre-season competition part? I'm talking about the AFL now. What do you want to see from your AFL team? You've got to look at Hawthorn maybe late last week. You saw Tom Mitchell back out there. You saw Patton in the forward line. What is it you want to see about Hawthorn? I know what it is I want to see from Essendon, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back.
Tim, the NBL playoffs are upon us. We're down to four sides, and one of those sides is going to have a big say in proceedings of the Perth Wildcats, and a man that's going to have an even bigger say than that is Bryce Cotton, who last night won his second MVP, the Andrew Gaze MVP trophy. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Bryce, good morning, and congratulations.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
I think you're a pretty warm favourite going into the night, but were there any nerves as the countdown was underway?
I mean, I try not to think about it too much. Regardless of whether I received the award or not, it doesn't change the season I had. But I was just going in there that night just to have fun, but it was an honour to receive the award.
What sort of a season do you reckon you had, Bryce?
I mean, I think I had a pretty good season. Aside from the scoring, I improved in other categories, especially in the defensive end. So that's always a plus, but there's still a lot more work to do with playoffs right around the corner.
How did you celebrate last night?
I actually just went back to the hotel after speaking with some of the guys I know in other clubs and just watched TV basically to go to sleep.
Well, you didn't just put some highlights of yourself on the TV and just watch those?
No, I didn't do that one. I'll save that for the off season.
Hey, how are the Wildcats? I mean, the best of three first final against Cairns doesn't take place until Feb 28. So you got a little time before that playoff game starts.
Yeah, we got time to rest our minds and bodies, but at the same token, we got to stay sharp and really lock in with scout and practices, but. I think both teams will come in fresh, so it should be a pretty good battle.
And what's the record been like against Cairns throughout the year?
They got us 2-1, so they had our number, I guess you could say, throughout the season. But I think one of the games we played without Tirico, but I'm guessing everybody will be full-fledged again for the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a very interesting battle.
Hey, Bryce, how is the body after the regular home and away season? Are you a bit banged up? Do you need this break, or would you have been happy for it just to continue straight through?
I mean, if you got to roll with the punches and the game's around the corner, you can roll with it. But fortunately, that wasn't the case. We have a little bit of a break, so definitely going to take advantage of it. But you always want to think that you'll be ready no matter what.
Hey, Bryce, did the great Andrew Gaze present you with the Andrew Gaze MVP trophy?
Yes, he did.
And what is it? Not, hopefully it's not a big likeness of himself, is it?
I don't think so, but I would say it's an honor to receive an award named after him, considering all the work that he's done in this league. And, you know, just as great of a player as he was, he's a very amazing guy and seems pretty humble. So I can't complain about that.
And, Bryce, you've had a couple of stints in the NBA. Have you still got that dream to potentially play in the NBA again?
Yeah, the dream is to always go to the NBA. But I can only control where I'm at. So, you know, if I'm here in Australia, I'm super happy and I'm going to do what I can to make it the best career I can. And if the NBA comes around knocking, then I'll be on the first thing there.
What do you think about Melo Ball coming out here and playing?
I mean, I think he did a hell of a job. I think he did a hell of a job this year. He definitely had a lot of expectations, but I think he answered the bell and proved that, you know, he can play with the best of them, and I'm wishing him the best of luck wherever he heads off and ends up in the NBA this coming year.
Hey, Bryce, we're wishing you the best of luck for the Perth Wildcats as well. Your second Andrew Gaze MVP trophy last night, a fantastic performance, and good luck for the finals.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Bryce Cotton. What a nice man he is, Whispers.
Nice young fellow, yes. Absolutely.